This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. In the United States of America, there has been no shortage of disasters over the past several years. In fact, within the past few months, there have been devastating weather events such as Hurricane Superstorm Sandy, tornadoes, flooding, and near-record-setting winter storms that have left millions of people working to rebuild homes, blocks, even whole communities. In an effort to continue coverage on the devastation, WLN Digest offers up an update from Pastor Ed Brazier from Shepherd's Heart Ministry, which is operated out of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Gardendale, Alabama, USA. Pastor Brazier responds at the local level whenever there is a call for help. He has worked the vast disaster areas such as Hurricane Katrina, as well as smaller disaster events that left debris on and even inside the homes of families.
I go in and I try to hook up with a local congregation. And when I do that, like in the case of New Jersey, I'll go to someone's home and I say, I'm with Village Lutheran Church Disaster Response Team. Because it does me no good or does the church no good if I'm in New Jersey if I can't point them to a local congregation. So I represent the local congregation and go out and cut trees, which is my specialty, especially off of houses, off of cars, off of garages, off of the property. We move it to the curb for the city or whatever municipality to come in and clean up. Also, another thing that after being down in Katrina, I got into was volunteer management. When Lutheran Disaster Response asked me to direct a camp at Atoma Lutheran Church, and then I spent 2 years working for the Southern District's Camp Restore as the camp director there. So when it's more than just a small team with myself and a couple of others can handle, we schedule through Lutheran Church Charities volunteers to come in, and they'll stay at the local church, and I'll send them out in teams of 5 or 10 in size, and they will then go out and cut trees and clean up lots.
Now Brazier's work is moving around from one location to another because the focus of disaster events has changed.
I am actually packing right now. I've already loaded our John Deere skid steer up on the trailer. I've got it hooked to the truck, trying to get clothes washed up. I just returned from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I was with Pastor Glenn Merritt of LCMS Disaster Response. We did alert training up at St. Matthew's, so we've got 20 or 30 more people there trained and ready to roll out. But on the way back, my district president texted me and said, we've got a tornado in Hattiesburg, so I came in, I'm getting all my equipment ready, and instead of going back to Jersey, I'm going to have to detour to Hattiesburg, see what's going on down there. And hopefully within a couple of weeks, we can get things up and going again down there, but I just haven't seen it yet. So there may be a call for volunteers to come to Hattiesburg, which might be easier since it's in the south and it's a lot warmer in February than Jersey is.
Reverend Brazier notes that getting to all the work requests has been difficult during the winter weather times.
And right now, what we really need is people to volunteer. I need, as we say, boots on the ground. I need people to grab a limb and drag it to the road because my skill set is great, but, you know, being able to run a chainsaw isn't as effective if you hadn't got 5 people to every chainsaw pulling limbs and moving logs.
Ed Brazier says Shepherd's Heart Ministry really has more work than can get done in a short time period. But with volunteers, prayers, and congregational and individual support, they will make progress.
LCMS Disaster Response has been really good to us as far as giving us grants to do the work that we do. So if anyone wants to donate to the LCMS Disaster Response, that allows us to come in and receive grants to get operating expenses and equipment and different things like that that we need to do this ministry.
There are links to Shepherd's Heart Ministry, Lutheran Church Charities, and LCMS Disaster Response at this story on the WLN Digest page at KFUO.org.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.